if that line forms on the right, babe. Not that Maggie.
Yeah. I don't really feel like singing.
Back in town.
I didn't want to do it, but I made a promise to you people. Yes, sir. 202 on the fan. McMonagle here with you. That's right, Met fans. Today's your day. Give me a call, 888-808-1019. 888-1019. 808-1019. That's right. I don't even want to say the number correctly. Don't call me. What the hell? I'm furious. I'm not happy. Congratulations to the Mets as they have now taken 3 of 4 at the bare minimum. Looking for the sweep later today with the Yankees' only hope, Gerrit Cole, on the mound. But they have done what they needed to do. The Mets came in and at least guaranteed themselves the series victory, guaranteed themselves a split of the two at Yankee Stadium. And along the way, they just, you know, they got in late. They were sleepy. And so it was nice of the Yankees to completely ruin the day before it even started, and I know that's where a lot of Yankee fans are, with just the actual, the viewing of the lineup was enough to piss you off, let alone the game where so many different things happened, where the Mets, you know, made mistakes, whether it's Jeff McNeil not scoring on a ball to the wall from second base, Nunez dropping a easy toss from Alonso to allow Grisham to make it to first base to start a rally, or whether it's walking Aaron Judge 4 separate times. Now, the Mets played well. Quintana had a decent curveball. Again, I was at the game. I was in the press box, so I didn't get to watch the broadcast. Anything said on the broadcast, I didn't see. I didn't see every single pitch perfectly because I'm watching from the press box. But it looked like he had a good curveball for 5 innings. He pitched relatively well compared to the way he's been pitching. Even Luis Gil pitched relatively well in this game. But the story of this game, unfortunately, even for you Met fans, I'm going to throw your bouquets. I'm going to give you your flowers. You came into Yankee Stadium. You played well. You pitched well. Jeff McNeil, who I spent a lot of time talking about last night, both him and Glaber, like they were listening yesterday. Both him and Glaber go deep. Early on in the game, I was ready to beat my chest. Told you I'd rather have Glaber. Hits the home run to give the Yankees a 1-0 lead, and that's about the only offense they freaking got in this game, and a bunch of things about this game pissed me off, but let's get to what everybody wants to talk about, because I know what you want to talk about. You want to talk about the lineup, you want to talk about this roster, and you want to talk about the atrocious offense that is the New York Yankees right now, and make no mistake, it's atrocious. And we could say whatever we want about the lineup, and sure, I was pissed off looking at the lineup. I tweeted it out. For me, there's a couple of different things in this. One, the thing for me is two different things. One's not even being spoken about. Oswaldo Cabrera should be in this lineup. I'm tired of it. I got to be honest with you. I've seen enough. I know DJ LeMahieu had a home run yesterday, and 2 days ago, for the first sign of life. And I feel like Yankee fans would have been, a section of Yankee fans would have been pissed off and getting on Boone if he didn't play. Oh, he finally showed the pulse and hit a home run. Now you bench him. There are no good options. That's what you take away from this Yankee lineup. Yes, I understand. I want to see Austin Wells play. He's been one of their better offensive players. He's been their cleanup hitter. Now, he's a catcher. I understand you're not going to play him all the time, but they're off on Thursday heading into the Friday weekend series against Boston. There's no reason why Austin Wells shouldn't be in this lineup. None. And for me, Oswaldo Cabrera, I understand he's a switch hitter who's practically giving up hitting right-handed. But he's been a little bit of a spark plug. He was a spark plug at the start of the year. He's been, over the last couple of games, playing. He played for Torres the other day. He's someone who needs to be in this game. For me, I'm tired of him not playing when the options are terrible, including DJ LeMay, who now can't play third base and turns little ground balls into doubles in the 9th inning. But I have to admit, when I look at this team and I look at this roster, we can come up with a million different reasons why the Yankees did what they did. And let me just say this too. No, I don't believe it was some sort of message from Aaron Boone or Brian Cashman. I don't think there's some deep real reason behind it to try and manufacture some sort of trade or whatever nonsense we want to talk about. Here's the fact of the matter, and it's not overly analytic either. I don't need analytics to look at batting average. And the New York Yankees have not hit left-handed pitching to save their lives over this stretch. Over the last 2 months, they don't hit lefties. Now, yes, Quintana and Minaya, who's going to pitch tonight, are not Randy Johnson. They are not ultimate, devastating, tough, impossible at-bats for lefties to hit lefties. And yeah, I think there is an overreaction to the New York Yankees after scoring 9 runs yesterday to throw that lineup at you. I do think there's an overreaction. But I remember sitting in this very chair with Evan 2 weeks ago on Friday as they were about to go play Baltimore. And Jones was in the starting lineup, and I was pissed off about it. Jones doesn't play. I don't care what his numbers are against lefties. He's hitting 350 against lefties. Evan's yelling at me, telling me, why are you upset? He hits 350 against lefties. And I yelled. I said, Evan, he doesn't play. How could you put him in the lineup? I don't care. It's minimal at bats. Blah, 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 blah. I did a whole segment on it with Evan in the afternoon. And then he had 2 hits, but he had good at bats and a base hit up the middle for an RBI against Baltimore in a game they won. This Yankee lineup is so bad against lefties, even in a short sample size, I understand playing Jones. I do. I know I'm in the minority. I'm going to tell you what else. I understand playing J.D. Davis as well. Call me crazy. They traded for him to play against lefties. Yes, he hasn't played in a while. Yes, he hasn't had a good stretch here for the New York Yankees. Yes, he was cut by the Oakland A's, which has as much to do about money as him playing and his ability to play as anything else. But they're taking a flyer on this guy, and we've seen it over the last handful of years. The Yankees get these guys in. Right now, they're down Stanton. They're waiting for Dominguez. They're waiting for the trade deadline. The lineup against the lefties have been putrid. They haven't faced a lefty in forever. They're going to throw J.D. Davis in there. Ben Rice is 2 for his last 28. He's a young kid. I have no problem playing J.D. Davis. You can't hit him cleanup. I don't have so much a problem with Jones hitting leadoff. I don't, because I don't know what the answer is. They're hitting Ben Rice leadoff. They haven't had a leadoff hitter all year. The last couple leadoff hitters have been Ben Rice, DJ LeMahieu, Volpe, who had to get sent down because he couldn't cut it to start the year, was Gleyber Torres. He couldn't cut it. Like, we could scream all we want about the lineup, and you're not wrong. You're not wrong that he's hitting that J.D. Davis is hitting cleanup. And it bothered me to look at it. And watching the game, yes, obviously Judge gets walked 4 times. It's the story of the game. You're taking the bat out of the hands of the best hitter in all of baseball, let alone your lineup. It's impossible to watch. It's frustrating to watch. But here's what I'll tell you. Who's better? I know that sounds crazy because it's J.D. Davis. But let me ask you. All we do is say how much Verdugo sucks. All we do is talk about how last night I took call after call that Gleyber Torres shouldn't be on the team. DJ LeMahieu's washed. There are no good options against a left-handed hitting team. And we can get riled up. The manager made a decision to try something, and it blew up in his face. It was a miserable night for Aaron Boone. And I don't believe he's a puppet, and I don't believe he's being told what to do. They have conversations every day. They talk this over, and yet, are there suggestions brought his way? Yes. He signs the lineup card. It's on him. I don't blame anybody else for the lineup, construction at least, than Aaron Boone. The players he has to choose from is more to the point than which order we... And it's funny, all week long we're talking about Severino. Oh, he said they only have 2 good hitters. He's 100% right. All they have is 2 good hitters. All the rest is garbage. All they have is 2 good hitters. The rest is garbage. And then we go nuts about what order they put the garbage in. And me too. I couldn't stand to look at it, but let's be honest. The offense is atrocious. I know they scored 9 runs yesterday. I get it. And Wells absolutely should be in this game. Does it really change it? I understand maybe not 4 times. Maybe Judge doesn't get walked 4 times if someone else is hitting behind him. Maybe not. But you're telling me right now with the options they have, be it Verdugo, be it Ben Rice, be it Wells, be it anybody you want, they're not going to walk Judge in a big spot? They're not going to walk Judge in a big spot? Of course they are. Of course they are. The fact of the matter is the lineup and the roster are atrocious. And it doesn't matter which order you put the garbage in. I hated the lineup too. I'm not saying I didn't. I'm not saying I didn't look at it and say J.D. Davis is just coming off the first stomach bug IL in the history of baseball. He hasn't played since 4th of July, and he wasn't good when he played. And his at-bats last night weren't. I from watching it, you could tell. You know what's funny too? Because the last time I was in the press box was the first game in Ben Rice's career against Baltimore. And the first two swings Ben Rice took were the ugliest things I've ever seen. And I remember thinking to myself and like looking around and everybody saying, oh my God, these swings are atrocious. And then obviously Ben Rice has snapped out of that. And obviously even later in that game, every swing from J.D. Davis was that Ben Rice swing. Every one. He was terrible. When he wasn't striking out, he's hitting into double plays. Jones at the top of the order was terrible. Who's the better option? You want to move just based on lefty and righty? Volpe leadoff, sixth. We complain about giving guys like this. My point about this is we argue about some of the same things that we want to see. We want to see the same lineup every night. Same lineup every night. We want the same lineup every night. But then against the lefty, we got to move Volpe out of five and six. Why? He's been there every day for the last 2 weeks. I thought we want consistency. But no, he should be moved up for the one spot start against the Mets and then moved back to five or six. I hear it all the time. They're creature of habits. I don't understand. Put him somewhere. Keep him there. That's it. Why are we messing around, changing the lineup every day? But we should be moving Volpe around. There are no good options for the New York Yankees, particularly against left-handed pitching. There is nobody the Yankees have right now who could make anyone want to pitch to Aaron Judge. Is J.D. Davis the worst of the options? I don't disagree, and I can't tell you why he's hitting cleanup other than they traded for him. He's hit lefties in his career, and they're trying to get a spark. They're hoping he can come through with a big at-bat. It was stupid. I hated it. And you could point to it. It's the reason why they lost. They lost 3-2, no doubt. The offense is the reason they lost. They pitch relatively well. Tonkin gave up, you know, he's been giving up some runs lately, but I feel like he's done a pretty damn good job. He had a terrible night. Everything was smoked, including, obviously, the enormous McNeil home run. And give it to Jeff McNeil. That's his fourth home run since the All-Star break. Four. He's been absolutely killing it. He just feels hitterish. He made an incredible blunder on the base path. I can't believe he didn't score on a ball that Verdugo should have made. And that, like, and Verdugo, I know he comes through the double, but even his defense is suffering now. That's a play he makes every single time in the first 2 months of the year. He makes that play. Remember that play he made up against the wall against, I think it was against Boston when he had to play center field. He makes that catch and runs into the wall early on in the year. All the great plays, the diving catches in the first week of the season against the Astros, all of it. And now he can't make the play when he's not falling down to cost him the biggest game of the year. Like, we could blame the manager for all of this. We can. I'm open to it. And then he goes after in the post game and tells you they had good at-bats with men in scoring position when they were 1-for-9 and all of the at-bats were terrible. And dumb decisions. Now, I don't know if they asked him in the post game if he called the bunt for Verdugo, but there's a situation where they actually have something going. Right? Volpe gets on, steals a base, Torres walks, first and second, nobody out. Here comes Verdugo, and he bunts him over. And I'm sure everybody who loves small ball and calls me about bunts thinks, hey, great play, two guys in a scoring position, except one thing. Nevarez is up, and he stinks. And he's just getting his feet wet in the major leagues, and you just put the innings at his feet. The inning now to score runs is at the feet of your eight-hitter, young catcher who barely has played in Major League Baseball. Now the inning is predicated on him coming through. Instead of Verdugo, who's been an average to slightly above average Major League Baseball player his entire career. That is chicken crap. That is scared baseball. and it bothers the hell out of me. And that's what's going on up and down this lineup. Jones, J.D. Davis, DJ LeMahieu, Gleyber Torres, Volpe, you name it, Grisham, everybody. Everybody outside the only two hitters. We say that, but we don't want to practice it. We say it. They only have two hitters. They only have two hitters. And yet, when we jumble up the garbage, we're all mad at the order of the garbage. The fact of the matter is the Mets are the better team right now. The fact of the matter is the Mets have a much more complete top-to-bottom lineup with many more threats. You saw hard hit balls from Vientos. You saw a hard hit ball in the gap from Taylor. You saw just two hits from Alonso, who's been struggling. You saw Bader rope some balls even caught in center field. The threats are up and down the lineup for the New York Mets. The Yankees don't have any. And yes, J.D. Davis cleanup is a joke. It's a joke. But here's the fact of the matter. The entire lineup is a joke. And when the manager is presented with the first lefty in a while, and J.D. Davis, who the general manager brought in here because he hits lefties, and you got Jones, who isn't on this team for anything else other than to pinch run, and he's hit 350 against lefties, the manager took a chance, and it failed miserably. Miserably. He decided to sandwich the only two hitters in this lineup with guys who don't play and who haven't played and who aren't very good, but theoretically hit lefties. It made no sense. Totally with you. But when I look at it, it's hard for me to go, oh my God, this is how they lost. This is why they lost. This is the reason they lost. When we spew it day after day after day that there's only two good hitters. So which bad hitters should we rather have in which number? In which order should we put the garbage around Soto and Judge? Well, that would guarantee pitching to Judge. That would guarantee runs scored. That would guarantee a win against the Mets last night. I'd love to hear it. Because as much as I hate the lineup, the fact of the matter is it's not a punt lineup. The fact of the matter is the Yankees aren't unserious, which has become a new popular word surrounding the New York Yankees. The Yankees honestly thought that was the best option they have. And we can laugh at it, but they're not far off. And Wells is a catcher who's going to get some days off. And you know, as much as I appreciate Ben Rice, and he hit a ball that would have been a home run in 17 other ballparks besides the New York Yankees, besides the Yankee Stadium, he's two for his last 28. They traded specifically, they picked up a guy specifically because he hit lefties. He can't play against the lefty. He cannot. I understand why they tried to play him. I understand why Jones played. Now, 1-4, I don't agree with, but we can argue all day long about what order they put the slop in. Fact of the matter is, it's slop. And here's my resounding recovery. They have Stanton coming back. They have Jason Dominguez coming back. And they have the trade deadline. The Yankees are 17 games over 500. The Orioles just lost to Miami last night. They are the first wild card, and they are a game and a half out of first place, and they are going to be a different lineup come August. Doesn't mean they'll be successful, and we can argue about them then, and we'll see what it is. But right now, this is not the team you are going to see for the stretch run. They are going to make moves. They are going to get back Stanton. You are not going to see J.D. Davis. You are not going to see Jamai Jones. Shouldn't have seen him last night. I'm with you. But the fact of the matter is they don't have a good lineup against lefties. And yeah, the Mets exposed it last night. And we've had games like this for the New York Yankees where against the Red Sox, the inability for catchers to throw out people gets exposed. Last night, everyone's talked about it for a long time about Walk and Judge, and we've seen it in certain scenarios in a bunch of different games. But last night, it was really reinforced that you are not going to pitch the Judge. And yes, J.D. Davis is a terrible option, but tell me again who's a threat in this lineup where you have to pitch the Judge. Because he doesn't exist. 888-888-1019. And then, of course, again, the Mets. You got no Diaz. Jake Diekman comes in and does an incredible job and goes after Judge instead of putting the runner on second base for the tying run and goes right after him and strikes him out looking in the biggest at bat of the game. They're able to come through. They're able to get just enough offense. They're able to overcome a bad play by Nunez at first base. They're able to overcome, score enough, and Jeff McNeil, who can be a catalyst for this team and could be a huge difference moving forward. If you are going to get this Jeff McNeil, the Mets are a different team. And yes, some other guys have cooled off. Nimmo's cooled off. JD Martinez has cooled off. Alvarez, who didn't come in to pinch hit with the bases, was it the bases loaded? I thought that was a spot for Alvarez to come in and pinch hit, but they decided to keep him on the bench and give him a full day off of the no-sleep travel expedition they had last night. So, but he's cooled off. But if Jeff McNeil can be what we've seen here and give you good at-bats as well as home runs, and if the bullpen is going to find ways, I mean, Ottavino was terrible, but besides that, the bullpen came in, did its job against this lousy Yankee offense. And right now, they continue their winning ways as the Yankees are what they are, which is two good hitters. And we'll spend the rest of the next 2.5 hours arguing about which order we should have put the garbage in. 888-808-1019, 888-808-1019. Now, let's take one call before the break here just to get the fans involved on this Subway Series recap. What's up, Tim? Tim in Hicksville. How we doing?
Hey, how you doing? Listen, I'm listening to you. You make a lot of sense about the Yankees. Make a lot of good points. I don't think it's any time to... I'm a Mets fan, but obviously the talk right now. I mean, they're playing each other, and there's a lot. I think there's going to be a lot of pressure on the Yankees tomorrow. But
We'll get into it in a little bit. Tomorrow's a huge game for Gerrit Cole. Tomorrow's a huge game for the New York Yankees. You can't lose all four. And just more than that, you're heading into a Boston series. They've been struggling. I know they won tonight against Colorado, but they've been struggling as well. This is a huge series against a division rival that's nipping on their heels to try and overtake them in the wild card standings. You know, these are big games. Every game is big right now. It's just the fact of the matter is the Yankees are not going to be the team we're going to see in a week and a half, hopefully.
Agreed. Now, when is Dominguez, and I know Stanton's like a week away. When is Dominguez? Because you're totally right. Once you can throw those two guys back, then they're cooking.
Well, I mean, I don't know if they'll cook, but at least they'll have different chefs in there. And right now, it's just, it's just not good enough. It's not enough talent. So, I mean, it sounds like Stanton could be days away. I think they're probably going to forego a rehab assignment. And I don't know. They just optioned Dominguez to AAA. I think they want to give him at least 2 or 3 weeks, I would think, to get him going a little bit. So he's probably 2 or 3 weeks away at the bare minimum. Right. Judge is about, Stanton, could be a couple days away. Hopefully maybe for the back end of the Red Sox series or right after that. And then, the trade deadline comes on the 30th, and they are going to add pieces. They are going to add pieces.
Thanks for the time.
Oh, no problem. 888-808-1019, 888-808-1019. All right, we'll take a quick break. More of your calls next. Recapping the Subway Series, we got to get to Hard Knocks as well, as I just finished the episode not too long ago. Giants, John Mara, the draft, a lot going on. A questionable take from the Giants wide receiver coach. And then, of course, Hassan Riddick holding out of Jet Camp and all the different information we're getting, reports of when he was offered a contract, what he was told to the Jets, what they believed before all this. We got to get to the Hassan Riddick situation. As Rodgers showed up to camp, which I'm surprised is a headline. Rodgers at camp. Well, I mean, I understand he went to Egypt for an OTA, but I expected him at camp.
Speak your mind. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
All right, 2:30 on the Fan. McMonagle here with you. 888-808-1019. We'll get to the calls here on the Subway Series as the Mets come into the Bronx. After not getting much sleep, they come in, they score just enough, and they beat the Yankees 3-2. They've taken the first 3 of 4 against the New York Yankees, looking for the sweep later today. The only thing that stands between them and total embarrassment of the New York Yankees is Gerrit Cole. And it is an enormous start for him. It's a huge game for the Yankees. The Mets are playing with house money. I know, listen, we use the word urgency a lot. And listen, any game, the Mets want to go out and win. But I don't want to say it's a, you know, they don't need to win this game. They've already won the series. They've at least got the split here at Yankee Stadium. You don't have to go out there and sweep the Yankees, but they sure will try. And right now, with the way the Yankees are playing, there's no reason why they can't. And this Yankee lineup, and I'm going to be curious to see what Boone does. Because, listen, again, I'm not defending the lineup. What I'm saying is I don't think there are many good options right now. I would have put together a different lineup. I would have had Cabrera in there, and I definitely would have had Wells. I don't mind, like, if you're going to play Jones, I understand it. And I don't mind him hitting leadoff. I honestly don't. I don't mind it that much. I don't know who else you put there. They've been mixed matching the leadoff hitter all year. Like, they don't have a leadoff hitter right now. So the kid who's playing the kid who's hitting 350 against lefties, even in a short sample size, is about as good an option. He had terrible at bats today. It failed. But I don't hate it. And I kind of understand J.D. Davis on some level. First of all, it's even worse than I thought. Well, I just saw it. Ben Rice is now, I think he's 4 for his last 44 and 2 for his last 28. And he's 4 for his last 44 since the 3-run home run game. Now, he had better at-bats than J.D. Davis tonight, no doubt. No doubt. But they did trade for someone who's supposed to hit left-handed pitching on some level. They gave him a shot. Why they decided to hit him cleanup, I can't tell you. It makes no sense to me. Fair. But I can't just look at that and tell you that's why they lost the game. Because they haven't scored runs in a long time. This offense has been bad for a long time. Nobody has good numbers against lefties. Nobody. The manager tried something. It failed miserably. It failed miserably. And it pissed off his fan base. And it seems foolish. I'll be the first to tell you. But, you know, you can't bench a kid who's 4 for his last 44 just getting his feet wet in Major League Baseball against the lefty, and you traded for a guy who hits left-handed pitching. He can't play. And then the argument also, which I tend to agree with, like, I understand, like, he hasn't played since July 4th. It's been forever. Well, I mean, we're certainly not going to get anything out of him if he doesn't play at all. Oh, the bench stinks. The bench stinks. Well, sure, the bench stinks if the bench never plays. Like, the guy's on the roster. This is much more of a Cashman problem than it is a Boone problem. And this is about Brian Cashman and this roster. And I don't like him hitting fourth, but they haven't scored runs in forever. And Judge has been pitched around a bunch, maybe not to the extreme of pretty much three and four intentional walks, even though only one of them was. I get it. But you're telling me in a big spot, Ben, you know, there's no one who's going to get them to pitch to him on a regular basis. Nobody in this lineup right now. So I'm frustrated. I hated the lineup too, but here's the thing. I hate every lineup they would present against lefty pitching. And if we're going to say they only have two good hitters, it's tough to get hung up in which way he manages the garbage. Like, that's all I'm saying. Like, I didn't like it. I think it was dumb. And we could point to it all we want. It's not, they haven't been scoring runs. The offense has been bad. They scored 9 runs yesterday. Okay, what happened the 2 games before against Tampa Bay? Nothing. Matt in Brooklyn, what's up, Matt?
Hey, what's up, Chris?
What's up, buddy? How are you?
The Yankees are so bad. Wow.
Yeah, they're pretty bad right now.
Something to say about them.
I mean, well, I just said a bunch. Typically, when you call, it's your turn to say something. So think of something if you can.
They have to get players. Well, they have to get a lot of players to help out the team.
Well, they got two coming back, hopefully in the next week or so, in Stanton and Dominguez, and then they have to go out and add at the deadline. They have to get a third baseman, no doubt. And
that guy is so pro injury, I can't anymore with him.
Who? Stanton?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but you know, he's had a good year, and hopefully he's coming back.
All right. Okay. Okay. Have a good night.
All right. Okay. Good. Listen. Yeah. Did he have a Met Judge point? Yeah, he just said goodnight.
Well, yeah, it was great.
Well, give it to me. You said it was funny. Good. Or dumb.
Well, because and obviously it seems like he's a Yankees fan.
Yeah.
He wanted to say, well, the Mets should have to start pitching to Judge. They shouldn't walk him.
Yeah, no, they should walk him.
Which I'll be right, based on last night, they should.
They should walk him. And then, like, honestly, Then the problem is, even in that last at bat, I think it's in Judge's head about whether or not he's going to be pitched to. I mean, he's not expecting fastballs. The first pitch of the at bat was a fastball down the middle. Again, I haven't seen the replay of it. I was in the press box, so I didn't see exactly how right down the middle. But he took a fastball apparently right down the middle for the first pitch of the at-bat. And then on the final pitch, he's not expecting a fastball in the zone. Because why would he get one? And it's almost like a catch. It's almost like, let's catch him by surprise. They had a meeting out on the mound about what to do. And they figured, after this meeting, he's going to figure we're saying pitch around him. So he wouldn't expect a fastball right down the middle. Dash in Woodbury, Connecticut. What's up, Dash?
Hey, Chris, first time on the show. How you doing?
Oh, good, man. Thank you, Dash. What's up?
Got a couple questions for you.
Yes,
first,
sir.
I agree with you on the lineup. It's like, well, what are they going to do about it? It is just flop, so I totally agree on that. But I had two trade questions for you.
Yeah.
One's absurd and one is not. So Tarik Skubal and Crochet is being talked around and Cashman's making some talks. Who would you be willing, in your opinion, to give up for and or even if you wanted them on the team? Who would you give up? A Dominguez? Would you give up a Spencer Jones?
I don't want to give up Dominguez. I would absolutely give up Spencer Jones. And if Keith is listening, Keith, I love you. I'd love to have this conversation with you. I disagree. I think you have to trade Jones. I have to think you have to go about this team. I know I've been saying how terrible the offense is and how miserable they've been. They lead Major League Baseball in runs scored. They currently lead Major League Baseball in runs scored. As terrible as this offense has been over the last couple of months, they still lead Major League Baseball in runs scored. It's the same players. They haven't added anybody. They've added J.D. Davis. It's the same players that got off to such a good start offensively that they still lead the league in runs scored. Major League Baseball, no one has scored more runs than the New York Yankees. I still have to have faith in that group and go out there and give them every opportunity to win this year. So for me, the hesitation of trading Spencer Jones. Dominguez, I already view as a player. The only reason he's not here is because he had Tommy John surgery and then injured again. He came up last year. He played with the Yankees. He was successful. He was great. He's the starting center fielder if he doesn't get Tommy John. So I don't view him as necessarily a prospect. Spencer Jones is their biggest prospect. And you absolutely 100% have to be willing to move him. Now, the question you're asking, would I do it for a starting pitcher? And the reports are they would consider it for Skubal, and they're not so open to it on Crochet. Now, I don't know, but you obviously would only do it for those type of top-of-the-rotation-type pitchers. And for me, the starting pitching, and to answer your question, and thank you, Dash, the starting pitching for me is an interesting one because I'm only doing it for those type of players. Like, I don't want to trade, and it's not necessarily because I don't like Jameson Taillon or that I don't want him back necessarily, but I don't want to trade for that a middling rotation piece. I feel like I have those. I know Rodon's been bad, although he was good his last start. I know Nestor Cortez is a real problem. And yeah, you could get slight upgrades, but what is that going to do for you? Like, I don't know. It just doesn't feel like anything significant. Now, if you're going to get at the top of the rotation, if you're going to get a Skubal, who's one of the best pitchers in baseball this year, you want to get him. Now I can consider moving Heal to the bullpen. I love Heal. I want him to be a starter in the postseason. But if I get a top of the rotation piece, maybe I can move him to the bullpen and answer my bullpen issues by getting a starter and moving a starter. And then even when Clark Schmidt comes back, maybe now I have two pieces to add to the bullpen if I get a top of the rotation starter. So I'm open to it, but I need bats, man. I need bats. I'm going to have a tough time trading Spencer Jones if I don't get a legitimate bat to help this offense, to help Judge from being walked four times. So I'm open to it. I'd have to see how it works out. Maybe, they get other bats other ways. I don't know. But for me, you have to be willing to trade Spencer Jones. You have to be. This year's too important. And I know we're all upset about how bad they've been for 6 weeks. And I understand how bad the team has looked. And I just told you, the lineup is so bad that I can't concern myself with what order it is. Or, I mean, I can, but I'm not going to cry and scream and go crazy about it as if it's the craziest thing I've ever seen. And, you know, it's the reason why they lost when there are no good options and the manager tried something. It was, I wouldn't have done it. It blew up in his face, and he's going to have to answer for it if the team fails. But I can't get so hung up on it that it's the reason they lost when I don't have good answers anywhere. They need more options offensively, but the team did show you enough. I can't forget the first 2.5 months. I can't make it seem like that wasn't real. And I get into a bunch of argument with Yankee fans, and they all say to me, well, those 2 months were pretty much built on just the starting pitching, the starting pitching, the starting pitching. Again, this offense is so bad that J.D. Davis was hitting cleanup. And it's been like this for a month at least, and they still lead Major League Baseball in runs scored. You can't tell me it was just pitching when they've been horrible for a month and they still lead Major League Baseball in runs scored. Somewhere along the lines, they were scoring runs. Somewhere in this season, they scored a ton of runs. I have to believe that that is a reasonable expectation to return to some level of that. If they add some pieces, Stanton and Dominguez come back, you're going to need, again, Volpe now 2 hits in this game. Hopefully he's coming out of it. But you need Volpe. You need Torres hit a home run in this game. Hopefully he's coming out of it. I got yelled at for saying he's been hitting 280 over the last 7 games. Well, now it's even better. A walk and a home run in this game. Hopefully he's coming out of it. Verdugo, double RBI. You need him to come out of it. Like, these guys have to perform. And they did for the first 2 months plus, to the point where they could be awful ever since then and still lead Major League Baseball in runs scored. Like, I can't just pretend that didn't happen. As much as they're living in what they're living in, and as much as this is reality right now with who they are and how long they've been this bad, I can't just pretend it was another lifetime ago with different players and has nothing to do with this team currently just a month ago. When they were the first team to 50 wins and built up such a lead and run scored that they're still on top. That happened. We saw it. You saw it. It existed. I didn't make it up. I'm not telling fairy tales. That's what happened. With the guys coming back, plus additions they're going to make, you have to go out there and bolster this team in a year where you don't know if you're going to keep Juan Soto. It's another year of Judge and Cole, the prime of their careers. You can't just forgive this and forget it and not attack the trade deadline under the guise of, well, I mean, it just, the team just sucks too much. I'm not willing to trade my best prospects. You can't. You have to. They've shown you enough. I know not for the last month, but at some point during the season, they showed you. Philip in Washington Heights. What's up, Phil?
Hi, Chris. Good evening. This is not a second guess, but the only thing I'll say about the lineup, like when I was growing up, I was always used to the fast guys at the top of the lineup. Right. I think they should put Volpe there, just give him a chance to, this way, if he gets on base, this will cause a little maybe distraction to the pitcher for Judge and Soto. And one other thing, when these other fellas come back off the disabled list, like one of these people that we complain about playing, like aren't they going to have to be cut to make room for the players that are coming back?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, you mean like J.D. Davis? Yeah, they're gonna be cut, no doubt.
Yeah. And the one other thing, I know it's New York. You gotta try to win every year, but you bring up a kid like Ben Rice. I put him in the middle of the lineup somewhere, and I just let him play. Let's see what you have there.
But you make it sound like that's not what they've been doing. They put him leadoff. He's played every game over the last 3 weeks. They gave him tonight off. I mean, it's not like they haven't been playing him. He's played every single day hitting leadoff. He's getting more at-bats than anybody else. I know they sat him tonight, but that's what I'm saying. Like, they sat Ben Rice tonight, and now the issue is, why don't they play Ben Rice? They've been playing him nonstop. He's 4-for-44. They gave him one night off against the lefty, half a night off, and they knew that they would end up pinch hitting for him once the bullpen got involved. Like, let's not make it sound like they gave up on Ben Rice. They didn't give up on Wells either. Oh my, you see, this is the problem. Just put him in the middle of the lineup and let the kid play. They put him lead off. And he's played every day. They have done exactly what you just said. They did exactly what you just said. He can't get a night off. Not a night off. Not one. Like, they picked up J.D. Davis to see if he could hit left-handed pitchers. They don't know unless they play him. It was one night. It was failed. I hope he's not in the lineup tomorrow night. And we'll see. I don't know what kind of lineup they're going to put tomorrow night. I would hope that Wells and Rice are back in the lineup tomorrow. And I hope that Oswaldo Cabrera is playing third base instead of DJ LeMahieu. That's what I would do. But, again, Ben Rice, 4-for-44 heading into last night. Didn't get a hit last night. So now he's 4-for-46. So is he a better option than J.D. Davis after watching last night? Absolutely. But it ain't any great shakes. It's not like, oh, that'll fix the problem. Play Ben Rice every day. He's 4-for-46. Ken in Peekskill. What's up, Ken?
Hey, what's going on, Chris?
What's up, buddy?
Long time Yankee fan, whole life. First time calling in.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm just here to vent a little bit, man.
Absolutely. The Yankees, that's what we're here for.
They've been such a disappointment to me, like most of my adult life. You know, I'm 31, and I know my expectations are high from the 90s and all of that. But we haven't won a pennant since 09, you know?
Haven't been to the World Series since 09. That is absolutely correct.
It's just crazy. When was the last time we won the American League Championship?
09. That's what, the same thing.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
that is
the
pennant. That's what I'm saying. It's,
yeah.
I don't know what we have to do. I don't know. Is the grit's not there? The drive isn't there as much as it used to be.
I don't know if that's entirely true. The grit and the drive aren't the same. I mean, you're talking about you mentioned the 90s. Yeah, you had a special group of players that lived on grit and drive. Like we were spoiled by that 90s team. Like you think these guys aren't trying? You don't think Judge has grit and drive? Like, Gleyber Torres, right? Gleyber Torres, everyone compares him to Robinson Cano. Robinson Cano somehow found his way to a World Series title. Did he have grit and drive? They're playing DJ LeMahieu, Anthony Volpe, Gleyber Torres, and Ben Rice at first base. In 2009, they had Alex Rodriguez, Derek Jeter, Robinson Cano, and Mark Teixeira. Don't you think that's more of the difference than grit and drive? I mean... But at the same time, like everyone harkens back to, I was just arguing with the guy before, everyone harkens just like 22. Again, they won 99 games and were in the ALCS. It's not good enough for anybody. I get that. But like, I would sign right now for 99 wins in the division title and see what happens. And here's the other thing. Judge didn't get a damn hit in that series against the Astros. Maybe that would have helped them win a game or two. Like, it's all of them. Like, Judge hit 62 home runs over the course of the regular season. Great. I'm under the impression that we don't care about regular seasons here. Unless, of course, they lose a game, then we care very much about the regular season. But if they win games in the regular season, we don't care about them. They lose games in the regular season, we're furious. They win games, we don't care. It's all about the playoffs. And then when they get to the playoffs, they haven't hit, including Judge. Now, I think the idea that he can't hit or he's not a big-time player is silly. He just hasn't yet. And if you go back to that Astros series, he didn't do a damn thing. Not a single thing. And everybody complains about the trade for Bader. If Judge hit like Bader, they might have won a game or two. I can't explain why they haven't won. They haven't been good enough. Now, I think in 17 they were. I think in 19 they were. They just lost to the Astros, who went on to win championships. Although 19 they didn't, excuse me. They lost to the Nationals. But, like, those teams were good enough. They didn't hit in the big games. They didn't play well. And we'll see if this team is presently constituted. Clearly not. They're going to have to go out at the trade deadline and add to it. But... Like, I get it. I'm frustrated, too. I just push back. like, this is where I get my Yankee shill stuff from. You have to hate the team and everything they've done since 09, otherwise you're a Yankee shill. And it's just ridiculous to me. That's all. That angle of it is ridiculous to me. The idea that I have to think Brian Cashman's the worst GM in baseball, Aaron Boone's the dumbest, stupidest idiot who's ever run a Major League Baseball team before. If I don't think those two things, then I'm some sort of Yankee shill. If I point back to, you know, winning 99 games in 2022 and say, well, somewhere along the line, I mean, is that not a positive season? I don't care. You know, they had injuries at the end of the year. They didn't play well in an Astros series. But so that was just a joke of a team, an embarrassment of a team, and everything that's wrong with the New York Yankees. And this year's turning out just to be just like that miserable 99-win season. I find that a little bit ridiculous. So I guess I'm a Yankee shill. They didn't play well in that series. The team wasn't good enough. And they went out and got Juan Soto this year. This offseason, I think most people were satisfied with. They didn't go out and make that extra big move, but they got Juan Soto. They got Verdugo. And Verdugo was playing well to start the year. Now he's not. Volpe was playing great to start the year for a second year. It looked like he was taking that next step. They're doing all these features on MLB Network, talking about how his swing has changed, and he's going the other way, and he's turning into that player we all thought he could be. And then he went into a freaking slump for forever. Gleyber Torres, last year, 800 OPS. How much money is Gleyber going to get in the offseason? You know, been terrible. Jason Dominguez is going to come back after, you know, he gets back from Tommy John surgery. He's raking in AAA any day now. As soon as that Stanton injury you know is coming, is going to happen, here comes Jason Dominguez. He tweaks an oblique, and then the Stanton injury happens. It's not excuse making. It is what it is. Those are all facts. What I just said, they're facts. The players were playing well. Now they're not. And they're going to have to go out and find players who can play well. And so, I mean, that, like, the Brian Cashman stuff, the defense of Brian Cashman is like, everyone points DJ LeMahieu. Oh, my God. How do you have, you got DJ LeMahieu in this lineup? What a joke. It's a disaster. And the money we spent, the money the Yankees have spent, this is the lineup. Yeah. You're the same people 2 years ago who would have revolted if you didn't sign DJ LeMahieu after back-to-back MVP-type seasons and a batting title. You would have went nuts. Brian Cashman's not allowed to let DJ LeMahieu go. Like, that's part of it, too. You have to just take DJ LeMahieu can't leave. We would have went absolutely nuts if they let DJ LeMahieu go. Nuts. And nobody wants to bring up the fact that they signed him for pennies on the dollar for the first two of those years when they got MVP-like performances from him. When anybody could have had him, and they signed him to not even be a starter on the team. And then after those MVP performances, after he finished third in the MVP and won a batting title, they were supposed to just let him go because they knew that this was coming. We would have revolted, we would have screamed, we would have yelled, how do you let the only contact hitter on this team go? Blah, blah, blah. We would have went nuts. Every Yankee fan was patting themselves on the back for getting DJ LeMahieu for $15 million a year. Now it's turned out to be a disastrous contract. They have to figure out a way to make it better at the trade deadline. Bottom line. Guys are coming back. Trade deadline. They have to be better. And both teams are now looking at the trade deadline. And, you know, for the Mets, I don't expect much other than, you know, some bullpen help. You got, obviously, Scott, who's going on the IL now. So that's part of it, too. I mean, we'll get into this in a little bit. 888-808-1019. All that starting pitching depth you believe you have, which even without Scott, you do have some starting pitching depth. But that's why I'm fearful of this sell and buy at the same time. And you can move Severino and you can do this. Because at any moment, and Severino, God knows, has had injury issues in his history. At any moment, you could have a Scott show up with a UCL sprain. So I'm just looking to add, if I'm the Mets, and I'm looking to add just some bullpen help, but it's not going to be the same kind of level of urgency at the deadline that Brian Cashman and the Yankees must have.